Welcome to Nishal's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I've written. I'm Shadows Pub, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm talking about the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Easter Sunday this year falls on Vimy Ridge Day in Canada, a day we honor those who took part in the famous battle. Near the town of Arrey, France, Hill 145 is part of a 7-kilometer ridge. There stands the Vimy Ridge Memorial on soil given to Canada in perpetuity by a grateful French government in 1922. The site encompasses 248 acres of land as a memorial park. Much of the land surrounding the monument remains largely untouched following the Battle of Vimy Ridge, which started on April 9, 1917, and would end on April 12. The battle retook the ridge the Germans had taken in 1914 and had heavily fortified. It was a strategic position. In the intervening time, 150,000 French and British troops had been killed trying to retake the ridge. At the start of World War I in 1914, Canada was a nation of 8 million, mostly immigrants. A large portion of those immigrants were British or French born. The Dominion of Canada was just 47 years old, still not a fully sovereign nation as we are now. When Britain declared war in 1914, Canada was obligated to follow suit, but the Canadian Parliament would determine how many troops were sent. The Canadian Expeditionary Force was formed and would grow to 4 divisions. Over 600,000 would volunteer. French Canadians were not as inclined to feel the pull of For King and Country siren call, but many enlisted nonetheless. In 1917, the 4 Canadian divisions were brought together under Canadian command for the first time. Until then, they had been under British command and spread across the war zone. The 100,000 Canadians were given orders to retake Vimy Ridge. The planning and preparation was detailed, the training leading up to the battle rigorous. A tunnel system was secretly dug under no man's land in front of the ridge, enabling the 15,000 Canadians in the initial assault to appear in front of the Germans when it began just before dawn on April the 9th. A creeping barrage of artillery was employed, moving the artillery assault just ahead of the advancing troops. Most of the ridge was taken by noon on the first day at the cost of 10,000 casualties. The number included 3,598 killed. It was the largest loss of life on a single day in Canadian history. The Germans were forced to withdraw, but not without a fight. It would take until April the 12th to fully secure the ridge. One of the fallen at Vimy Ridge was brought home to Canada in 2000 and interred in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier near the National War Monument, the only Canadian to be repatriated from the battle. In 2003, April the 9th was established by law as Vimy Ridge Day in Canada. It's not a public holiday, but there will be remembrance observances held. The flag on the Parliament buildings in Ottawa will fly at half-mast, as flags at Royal Canadian Legion branches across the country. In the intervening century since the Battle of Vimy Ridge, there's been much debate about its significance. Many have seen it as Canada becoming a nation. In the era of World War I, the idea of being proven a nation on the battlefield carried a powerful significance. In many ways, a nation carries many family characteristics in the sense that we don't always agree among ourselves. When the chips are down, any threat to the family is met with stiff resistance. The Canadian Corps came together, showed itself to be a formidable opponent. I once heard a story of a Frenchman running into a cafe when news of the Canadian victory was announced, spreading the news that Vimy Ridge had been retaken. Impossible, came the response from those inside. C'était les Canadiens, they were told. Ah, possible. I've no idea if the story is true or not, but as a Canadian, it's one I hope it was. We can debate if Canada was born as a nation at Vimy Ridge if we want, but if nothing else, the battle set the tone for how the family of Canada could and would respond when needed. It would be nice to be able to say that the Battle of Vimy Ridge, taking place during Easter, had borne some fruit over a century later, and the world was without war. I can say it, but it won't be true. World War I, or the Great War, as some called it, ended with hopes that the horrors of war had finally come to an end, that never again would people take up arms against another on such a scale. Over a century later, and still no end to man's inhumanity to man is in sight. We can't change the world ourselves, but most certainly can practice peace towards each other. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Until Thursday, have a great week.